I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. For your first or your next adventure to the various regions of the Andes in South America, there's a good chance you might come face to face with a unique string instrument. It has a rather pleasant character you might find a bit peculiar because of its similar sound to the ukulele. It's called the charango. So what is a charango? Well, if you reworked a typical classical guitar, cut it down to about the size of a ukulele, and added an armadillo shell and strings, you would have created a charango instrument. The charango is among the most honored and exalted instruments in all of Andean culture. It has a long history dating back to the late 1400s, sometime after Christopher Columbus first came in contact with the people-populated islands of the Bahamas. What was discovered was an ancient world, despite notions that Columbus and his crew of early Spanish explorers had found a new one. The Spanish landing in the so-called New World encountered the advanced societies of the indigenous peoples of the ancient Aztecs and the Inca empires. As Spanish conquistadors homesteaded their traditions in South America, they introduced some of their own instruments, one of which was the biguela, a forerunner of the classical guitar. As discussions linger on in search of definitive evidence, asking if the charango is a direct successor to Spain's classical guitar, or if it was advanced and informed by a host of other South American instruments, including the Spanish mandolin and the Spanish lute. Today, you can find more than 30 types of charangos, some with regional characteristics and some a hybrid of several variations found in the Andean regions of Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, northern Chile, and northwestern Argentina. This small 10-string instrument has become a key fixture in Andean ensembles, ever present alongside Andean lutes and panpipes. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.